Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your guide to kicking survival mode to the curb and activating thrive mode. Ever feel like you're faking it? Like everyone else has it figured out except you? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're diving deep into something super common but often misunderstood. Imposter syndrome. It can be a sneaky little monster, whispering doubts in your ear and making you question your every success. But guess what? It's totally conquerable. We'll break down how to identify those imposter whispers, build genuine confidence from the inside out, and show up as the awesome human you truly are. First things first, let's talk about those 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the imposter syndrome for good. Number 1. Recognizing those imposter syndrome thoughts is the first step to beating them. Pay attention to when that inner critic kicks in. Does it happen when you get a compliment? When you land a new opportunity? When you're faced with a challenge? Identifying those triggers helps you become more aware of their patterns and prepare to handle them head-on. Number 2. You are not alone. Seriously, imposter syndrome affects everyone, from brilliant CEOs to incredibly talented artists to your friend who just aced that exam. Recognizing that this is a widespread experience can be incredibly validating. Number 3. Stop comparing yourself to others. Social media can feel like a highlight reel of other people's lives, making it easy to fall into the trap of comparison. Remember, everyone's journey is unique. Focus on your own progress and celebrate your wins, big or small. Number 4. Challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts spewing negativity, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? What would I say to a friend who was having these thoughts? Sometimes, just reframing those negative thoughts can make a world of difference. And number 5. Celebrate your accomplishments. It's easy to downplay your successes or attribute them to luck. But you deserve to acknowledge your hard work and dedication. Take the time to celebrate your wins, big and small, because they're proof that you're capable of amazing things. Now, let me paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who landed her dream job at a renowned design firm. Despite her incredible skills and the excitement of this opportunity, she constantly feels like an imposter. She questions her abilities, compares herself to her more experienced colleagues, and downplays her achievements. Sarah might think, I'm just lucky they hired me, or, I'll be found out any day now. But by recognizing these thoughts as signs of imposter syndrome, she can start to challenge them. She can focus on her strengths, celebrate her successes, and remember that everyone was once a beginner. Sarah's story is relatable because it reflects the struggles we all face at some point. It reminds us that even the most accomplished individuals can be plagued by self-doubt. But with conscious effort and the right mindset, we can overcome imposter syndrome and build unshakable confidence. So remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you have so much to offer the world. Don't let those imposter whispers hold you back. This is your time to shine, to take risks, and to create a life you love. Share this episode with someone who might need a little encouragement, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks. And until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.